Tiger Woods won the Masters yesterday. Woods lost a solid lead, but then won a sudden-death playoff against Chris DeMarco. He made a birdie putt to win his first major title in almost 3 years. Commentator John Feinstein spent the weekend in Augusta and joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, Tiger Woods had one of those dominating Tiger Woods kinds of leads yesterday and then lost it.
He really did. He played extraordinary golf in the second and third rounds, coming from behind to take a three-shot lead going into the last round, as you said, and he extended it to four right away in the afternoon. I was out walking with him at that point, and it looked as if it was going to be another Tiger runaway. As you said, remember, he won his first Masters in 1997 by 12 shots. But two things happened. One, Chris DeMarco just refused to go away. He kept making birdies and kept attacking the golf course, even though he wasn't supposed to be doing that, in effect. And Tiger's swing got a little bit shaky because it had been a while since he won a major title. He'd gone 10 straight without a win, which for him is a slump, even though he considers slump to be a four-letter word. And all of a sudden, he was two shots up with two holes to play, made back-to-back bogeys, and bam, you're in a playoff. And we all wondered what was going to happen. And then Tiger the Great showed up again in the playoff with that birdie.
You mentioned Chris DeMarco. This is a guy that when you watch him on television, he hits his drive, he goes up to his second shot, he's standing over the second shot, and frequently you can see this little white dot way down the fairway. And that's, of course, Tiger's drive, an extra 50 yards past him, and yet he didn't give up.
Yeah, no, he didn't. There was one hole he made the point where Tiger outdrove him by 80 yards. And on the ninth hole, in fact, Tiger was hitting pitching wedge, and DeMarco was hitting a four iron. That's a six club difference, and they both made birdie. And that's the kind of player DeMarco is. He's a bulldog competitor. Last year in the Ryder Cup, when the U.S. played so poorly, he was one of the few bright spots. He's almost won a major before. He lost a playoff in the PGA to Vijay Singh last year, and he gave a great performance. You wonder if he'll ever get another chance like this one again. You certainly hope so.
Now, Phil Mickelson, the defending champion, was in position where he might have had a chance on the final day. Didn't grab it, though.
Yeah, he needed to make a big run on Sunday, and instead he ran backwards. He made a couple of double bogeys on the back nine, and really it was a two-man tournament between Woods and DeMarco coming down the stretch, and Mickelson had to play with Vijay Singh, who he had a dispute with earlier in the week over the length of Mickelson's spikes. Vijay Singh claimed that Mickelson was spiking up the greens, so that was probably a really pleasant afternoon filled with joke telling, I guess.
Shoe battles.
Yeah, shoe gate, we called it.
Now, back to Tiger Woods here. Does this reestablish him as the game's most dominant player in your view?
It certainly reestablishes him as the best player in the world. He's now won three times this year. He has won another major. He's halfway to Jack Nicklaus's all-time record of 18. But I don't know about dominant. That wasn't what we saw yesterday was wonderful theater, but it wasn't dominant golf in the old Tiger Woods sense. As I said, he was hanging on for dear life. It will be very interesting now to go to Pinehurst, where the U.S. Open is in June, and see how Woods reacts to this win and how Mickelson, Singh, and Ernie Els, the next three players in the world, react to Tiger being back winning majors again. It makes for a fascinating year in golf.
And when you mention 18 professional major championships for Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods now has 9 and is on his way to his goal of matching or beating Jack Nicklaus. Thanks, John.
Exactly. Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book, Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery, is a novel for young adults.